Lesson 4. Telephoning 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Conversational formulas.
Drill 1. The following are some useful expressions for telephoning. Listen carefully and write down what the second speaker says.
1. Is Pat there?
Speaking.
2. Can I speak to Diana?
Sorry, she's out. Would you like to leave a message?
3. Is that you, Peter?
I'm afraid you've got the wrong number.
4. I'm sorry. John is not in at the moment.
All right. I'll call back later.
5. Could you take a message?
Hold the line, please. I'll get a piece of paper. Drill 2. Listen to the dialogue twice and supply the missing words.
Hello. Could I speak to Mary Smith?
Just a minute, please.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm afraid she's not here right now.
Could you tell her to give Bob a call when she gets back? My number is 836-025-05.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now listen again. Hello. Could I speak to Mary Smith?
Just a minute, please.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm afraid she's not here right now.
Could you tell her to give Bob a call when she gets back? My number is 836-025-05.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. I'll put you through to the housekeeper. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello. Is that reception?
Yes, madam.
This is Mrs. Bates, room 504. I sent some clothes to the laundry this morning. 2 of my husband's shirts and 3 of my blouses. But they are not back yet. You see, we're leaving early tomorrow morning.
Just a moment, madam. I'll put you through to the housekeeper.
Hello, housekeeper.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from room 504. It's about some clothes I sent to the laundry this morning. They are not back yet, and you see...
They are, madam. You'll find them in your wardrobe. They are in the top drawer on the left.
Oh, I didn't look in the wardrobe. Thank you very much. Sorry to have troubled you.
That's quite all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello. Is that reception?
Yes, madam.
This is Mrs. Bates. Room 504. I sent some clothes to the laundry this morning. 2 of my husband's shirts and 3 of my blouses. But they are not back yet. You see, we're leaving early tomorrow morning.
Just a moment, madam. I'll put you through to the housekeeper.
Hello, housekeeper.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from room 504. It's about some clothes I sent to the laundry this morning. They are not back yet, and you see...
They are, madam. You'll find them in your wardrobe. They are in the top drawer on the left.
Oh, I didn't look in the wardrobe. Thank you very much. Sorry to have troubled you.
That's quite all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Question number 1. Who was Mrs. Bates calling?
Question number 2. What was Mrs. Bates calling for?
Question number 3. What were Mrs. Bates and her husband going to do the next morning?
Question number 4. Who made a mistake?
Question number 5. What can you learn from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing words.
Hello, is that reception?
Yes, madam.
This is Mrs. Bates, room 504. I sent some clothes to the laundry this morning. 2 of my husband's shirts and 3 of my blouses. But they are not back yet. You see, we're leaving early tomorrow morning.
Just a moment, madam. I'll put you through to the housekeeper.
Hello, housekeeper.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from room 504. It's about some clothes I sent to the laundry this morning. They are not back yet, and you see...
They are, madam. You'll find them in your wardrobe. They're in the top drawer on the left.
Oh, I didn't look in the wardrobe. Thank you very much. Sorry to have troubled you.
That's quite all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Passage. I'm sorry. You have the wrong number. Now listen to the passage.
Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?" "I'm sorry," said Mrs. Jones, "but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema." "Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you. Now they will stay at home this evening, and the husband will be happy."
Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?" "I'm sorry," said Mrs. Jones, "but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema." "Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you. Now they will stay at home this evening, and the husband will be happy."
Question number 1. Why do people often telephone Mrs. Jones when they want the cinema?
Question number 2. Why was Mrs. Jones so surprised at a phone call one evening.
Question number 3. According to Mr. Jones, why didn't the man on the phone want to go to the cinema?
Question number 4. What do you think the man's wife wanted to do that evening?
Question number 5. What can you conclude from the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Mrs. Jones' telephone number was 3463, and the number of the cinema in her town was 3464. So people often made a mistake when they wanted the cinema. One evening, the telephone bell rang, and Mrs. Jones answered it. A tired man said, "At what time does your last film begin?" "I'm sorry," said Mrs. Jones, "but you have the wrong number. This is not the cinema." "Oh, it began 20 minutes ago," said the man. "I'm sorry about that. Goodbye." Mrs. Jones was very surprised, so she told her husband. Mr. Jones laughed and said, "The man's wife wanted to go to the cinema, but he was feeling tired, so he telephoned the cinema. His wife heard him, but she didn't hear you. Now they will stay at home this evening, and the husband will be happy."
Number 1. There's only a slight difference between the two telephone numbers.
Number 2. Mr. Jones was feeling tired when the phone rang, so Mrs. Jones answered it.
Number 3. The man was happy to learn that the last film had started 20 minutes before.
Number 4. Mr. Jones understood the man on the phone because he might have had the same experience before.
Number 5. The man didn't want to hurt his wife by refusing her request directly.
This is the end of Lesson 4.